lagi. Cuk mula kau dapat kami ulangi. Buruk kaya kapag
pelindung. Don't, I'll fall asleep if you do it.
Okay. Right? Like, it's good, yeah?
Yeah, I get horny though.
You know, soap cutting for me.
What's a soap cut?
Soap cutting.
Oh, you like that? It may go, put you right to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pussy cutting. That's what gets me.
Pussy cutting. Pussy cutting, bro. Yeah, yeah. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. That gets me real relaxed.
Heard that was trending.
Is it TikTok? Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You do soap, I do puss, babe.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. And they better be using the soap. They better be.
Did you get a drink? Is everything on?
We are officially good.
Oh, my God.
I'm all recording. Oh.
If my tits start to look weird, let me know, okay?
What do you mean?
I mean, because it kind of like, I don't know, just weird. Just you, George
you have
will
good
know.
Good tits, babe. Good tits.
My tits used to be huge.
Not.
Like triple Ds.
Triple Ds.
Yeah, I swear. Such, yeah. I had implants.
She was a triple D.
It's a double D.
Triple
H.
Triple G.
G. All the same.
Are they same?
Well, tell me the difference, okay? So okay,
Triple
H. Triple
H, wrestler. Triple G is a boxer.
Yeah.
And Triple D is your tits.
X tits.
Your X tits.
Tits. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you just like took them out? I mean.
Took them out.
Yaga is just, I mean, your back must, no?
I don't know. I never had tits like that.
I know, I keep looking at you, but.
Yeah, don't look at me like that. No, but what I'm saying is that how can you get a triple name in your thing? Like, do I have to be, does my last middle name and my last name have to be B's for me to be triple B?
Well, KKK won't work out for me. That's a fact.
I think you can reinvent it. I think you reinvent it.
Reclaim it.
Reclaim it.
Heard it's coming back.
What?
Triple K.
Triple K, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Triple K is coming back.
Wait a second. If I actually name myself Triple K, do you think that it'll be a problem? It's different, right? Like,
because we're not saying K. No one's going to say, hey, there's KKK. They're going to say Triple K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I would just say KKK.
I think I would, for a laugh, I would say Triple K. KKK, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, KKK.
Okay, KKK. Let's just be all BBB, triple B. I'll be triple B. Let's just move on. Let's start. I don't want to fuck it.
Okay.
Canola is an oil.
It is an oil.
And not a boxer.
Cooking oil. Canelo. Well, he'll tell you.
What?
Yeah, Canelo's a boxer.
Canelo's a boxer. All right. I just want to be clear.
What is that? M&M.
This is like M&M's too.
you want one?
You want, they're toothpicks with nicotine in it.
Oh, wow. Not.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? It really is.
You want one?
No, I'm good.
You don't do nicotine?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Never did.
Okay, let's move on. Let's start.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3.
Yeah,
pussy.
Hawaiian pussy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. I'm so sorry. We're remote again. We're in a different land. We're now, again, in the Hawaiian Islands. We're in the Philippines before. It's just because of my schedule we have to do it this way. And then we'll be back doing it the way we do it in November. Mm-hmm. We'll have guests, this and that. We have great guests today. He's a little. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't want to be a bully. And I feel like I'm so mean, and I want to be more positive, you know. And when I looked at this guy, already in my head, I'm like, I just judging from top to bottom. You know what I mean? I don't like this. I don't like that. Right? But then I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, I'm not fucking, you know, fresh product either. You know? So I want to go more positive. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a guy here. His name is Xavier Cummings. He's a social media persona.
Mm-hmm. Star.
Star. Right? Here in the Hawaiian Islands. IKEA Island? What is it?
Kauai.
Is there an IKEA?
Is there an IKEA?
No, yeah,
there
isn't.
Okay, that's my bad. You know what we should name? The Big Island IKEA, because they don't have a real name.
Hawaii Island.
Hawaii Island.
Yeah, but here's my theory, though, on that, and mm-hmm. maybe you can chime in on it, is that there'll be other ones formed, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, will there
no,
be?
Because the Hawaiian Islands is it's volcanic, right? So
hot spot.
It's a hot spot, yes. Right? So through time, doesn't a volcano make another island?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is the fucking Big Island or the Island of Hawaii always going to be the Island of Hawaii? Or are we going to have to name that fucker and then the new one is the Island of
the
Hawaii?
The bigger island? You think it's going to be bigger than Big Island?
Yeah. Well, the new one going to be called Bigger Island.
The bigger island.
Bigger island.
Oh.
Yeah. Bigger island.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hawaii.
I saw.
So you grew up in Kauai?
Yes.
And yeah. I got to know you a little bit the last time I was here because I'm a huge fan of your social media stuff.
Thank you.
TikToks, all of your videos. And you said something pretty interesting. What was, before you started doing all of this content on social media, what were you doing?
I was a custodian for 3 years.
For 3 years? What is a tree?
Three. Sorry, pigeon, local slang.
Oh, I thought that was like a lumber company.
Yeah,
tree company.
It is.
A tree company, tree years.
You need to get hip to pigeon, Bobby.
You know what? That's my bad. I'm on a different land, and I should learn the language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
teach him pigeon.
No, well, yeah. No, I will slowly do it organically.
Okay.
So I just learned. So three is tree.
Tree, yeah.
Okay, that's all. That's all. Mm-hmm. I can do one at a time. So you were, for 3 years, what were you doing?
I was cleaning shit off toilets at an elementary school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very Joe Coy-like. Joe Coy cleaned shit.
Oh, really?
At the Mirage in Las Vegas.
Really? Okay.
Tiger shit.
For Siegfried and Roy back in the day.
Tiger shit?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Real tiger shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and then now he's a huge star, so maybe there's something about shit cleaners.
Clean. Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is you can really only go up.
So, really, let me see if it can go about down.
Try it.
How about this? I think this is worse. The guy that cleans roadkill.
In Hawaii specifically, yes.
Why?
Because guy. What, yeah. So you bang up.
Is that a pigeon?
Pigeon guy?
Yeah, guy is, yeah, it's a Kauai thing.
Okay,
just
go
guy.
Okay.
I
say chief.
Chief.
So I'm gonna call you chief.
Okay.
Hey chief.
Guy.
I think chief is out.
The chief is out?
Yeah.
Captain?
Oh wait, chief in Hawaii, a little touchy.
It is.
Really?
All right.
Really touchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll make up my own. Domingo.
Okay.
Good.
Oh,
Santo,
my cousin.
Santo,
my
Santo.
Cousin.
No, I don't like that.
If you have a cousin named Domingo?
Last name Domingo. Carmina. Shout out. Carmina. I haven't seen her for
Carmina
10 years.
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, yeah.
You can call me guy, I'll just call you whatever.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So guy.
What were we talking about?
The roadkill.
Oh, roadkill, because you bang one pig. You,
what?
If you hit a pig,
you bang one pig.
Bang one pig.
Bang one pig.
Oh, I know what that is. It's a white fat tourist. Is that what you call pigs?
In Waikiki?
Because I've seen a bunch of those.
Don't get choke. Get
those
plenty.
Are chokes?
No, sorry. Plenty. A lot.
A lot. Choke means a lot.
Sorry, I see going off the deep end. Really?
Yeah,
I need to tone it.
I like it. Keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, actual animal.
Oh, the animal pig.
Yes.
My bad.
No.
My bad. Go ahead.
No. You bang those things and...
You fuck.
You're fucked.
I know, but bang means you're inserting something?
No. Bang with your vehicle.
Oh.
Hit. Let's do hit.
Hit. Okay.
Bang it. Something different. We bang the white tourists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we bang those.
See,
we hit the pigs.
See, I learn. I teach you slang. You teach me, like
English. American English.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Proper English.
Proper
okay,
English.
Good.
Yes.
Good deal.
Yes.
So, all right.
2-3 days max. That thing is bloated. You could fly a penny at it. If you hit it, it will explode.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's disgusting.
I see.
So it bloats.
It bloats like a...
Because they have like wild pigs and wild boars here.
I'm getting the message now. I understand.
Get choked.
We're not here on this island. I've never seen one pig on this island.
They have on Oahu. Not anywhere near here at all.
In the middle of the land.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my friend's kids got marked by a pig.
What do you mean got marked?
Like when he's like 3 years old, like he got like run over by a pig, but then like, you know, he's just like marked by nature.
Mm.
He's okay. You know, he's a good kid.
Mark seemed like it was a plan.
No.
Yeah, like
they had paperwork
blueprints.
And like blueprints and go, we marked that this kid is going to be here at this time.
Yes, he's half pig.
So Mark, probably not the right word.
I don't know. I just think that when you're marked by nature, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of nature's way of saying, like, I acknowledge, I recognize you, you're special.
I
think he's a special kid.
Would you say the same? So I got marked by the reef when I went surfing.
Is that
the same special?
It's probably the same thing. Nature's mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nature's
but that's
mark.
Just, wait, hold on. Was it from surfing or diving?
It was surfing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I would say that's a nature's marked way of saying, I know you.
Okay.
I know you.
Mm.
Well, the ocean knows me well then.
You've been marked a bunch?
Choke times.
You choke.
Mm-hmm.
So the pig, so what you're saying is that the people that clear the roadkill here is worse than janitor?
You know what? It's just not for me. I'll just say
so,
that.
Will you admit though that that's a worse job than you being a janitor?
No.
Okay, so you think janitor's worse?
I think it's worse.
Yeah.
One time I don't even know what I can and can't. I mean, I'm not
a say whatever you want,
brah. I pull my cart up. There was a little breeze that hit the window, came through the crack of the door.
Yeah.
And I said, "Stop it."
So to nature.
To the breeze.
Yeah,
nature.
Yes,
the makani. Breeze is a part of nature.
Makani, I think it's what it's called. Yeah, in Hawaiian. Let's not, because my Hawaiian's really bad.
Yeah.
I knew already. So I opened the door. Someone, a kid, shit in his hands, and put it on every single touch point that I had to clean. So I'm talking sink knobs, lights.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you know it's a kid?
He worked.
Because I've done that as an adult.
He worked at a.
Stop it.
Could it be a teacher? could have been
it
a teacher.
It could have been.
Okay.
So,
good.
So
good.
To Bobby's point, it was in the print. So the main office, that wing. It was the health room.
It could have been the principal. You're saying?
It could have been administrators.
Right.
Could have been.
So we don't know.
We don't.
So don't
know.
Make an assumption.
Don't right. make assumptions.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right. So a human being.
A human being.
Had wiped. Mm-hmm. That feels better.
Mm, right.
Poo all over the bathroom.
Yeah.
With their fingers.
Yeah. So
they finger painted.
They finger painted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But art class is right across. I mean.
Did they do like a horsey thing or any kind of thing that you can go, oh, that's beautiful.
You know what? Can I move around?
You have legs.
Yeah. Okay. No.
And those feet.
He was leaving Hershey kisses.
Oh. Hershey kiss.
Yeah.
I've heard of the Hershey Kid Bandit. The Hershey Kid Bandit?
Yes.
That's who he was.
They're real.
And can I say something?
Yeah.
That's not a human being. That's like the Tooth Fairy. Legendary. That's a magical guy.
I see.
That's a magical thing.
So yeah.
You got touched by the fucking
angel.
The Hershey kissed angel.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
And that person, right? That entity, right? Somebody lost, had diarrhea that day.
Yeah. No, it was like.
No, somebody put diarrhea underneath their pillow. Mm. That's what happened.
I see what you mean.
A kid put diarrhea underneath the pillow.
That's all.
Which is rare.
Oh.
And then the next day, the fucking
they come
person.
Prancing.
It's late at night. Yeah.
Mm. Wait a second. I think you just taught him a new method for shitting in public is to Hershey kiss.
Yeah.
Because
he loves
right.
to shit.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Publicly.
That's enough.
Wait.
That's
enough. Do you actually, like, but are you comfortable? I guess is the question.
I don't do it purposely. There have been times in my life, I've admitted, that I've pooed in my pants. But she's saying, I don't showcase it. Like, look at me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to differ.
On IG you're like Live. The fucking Basquiat of shitting. This one time,
well,
I swear to God.
That's a compliment.
That
it
kind of is.
Like, like when someone does a deadlift?
Yeah.
They straight leg deadlift, like RDLs?
Yes.
Yeah.
He bent his body this way and like blew into a white wall.
Yeah. But do you know why I do that? I always imagine there's like judges with like the cards like in Olympics.
10. Right?
So I have to do the form.
9.5.
I have to get a 9.5
at
least. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine? You should go Olympic diving. It'd be all the way down.
What do you mean?
I just think it'd be it'd be interesting. So,
wait, you're saying I should be an Olympic diver. And I'd go all the way down to what? The pool?
Yeah.
Because I'm fat?
No, just from the top, and then you just let it go from the top.
You mean falling?
Oh, y'all mean poo or falling?
Poo.
Oh, all right. Okay.
We're talking the scorecard. Sorry, I just
thought you were saying diving.
No.
You know what I mean? And then you go to the bottom. I'm like, I'm fat. We're sinking to the bottom. I made that assumption.
And honestly, if you're fat, you're actually going to float.
Okay, thank you for that.
No, but
I already know that because I have the body.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've used it. Okay.
Can I just say
something to you real quick? Now, I wasn't going to make fun of you before and not going to make fun of you now either.
Okay.
So in a positive way, I would like to go through your body.
Oh.
If I may.
Yeah.
Maybe he can, return the favor after you're done.
I would love to. It's a good way to know each other.
Yeah.
The first time I met you and whatnot. Mm-hmm. All right. Your face.
Uh-huh.
Can we start there?
Anja.
Do you like it? Let me ask it.
Love it.
Okay.
Nah, that's a little, I mean, honestly, 7-8 is what I feel about my face.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that that's
my
rating.
This is how I feel about your face, okay?
Okay.
Listen to me right now, okay?
That's an eight. That's the eight, though.
That was a nine.
That was a nine.
That was a yeah. That's how I feel about your face.
Okay.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just listening to your other podcast, and that other one, if that one came out, you had to check that, didn't you? You really did, though, yeah?
Yeah. Your face, you're saying it's an eight in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Maybe.
Hey, and that's, you know, I don't know. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the confidence.
Yeah.
You have Visalign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we were outside, I go, you have a Freddie Mercury thing going on.
Yes.
Mm. And then you looked at me and go, who's
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. And so when you said, who's Freddie Mercury, it just kind of like took, I was a little shocked by that you didn't know who that person was.
Okay.
Let me guess who Freddie Mercury might be.
Guess who Freddie Mercury might be. I might need a hint.
Or just music.
Music.
Scientist. Yeah, because Mercury is in fact...
He's not a scientist.
Musician.
Okay. Musician.
Let me see.
Popular karaoke song.
That's all I want.
Great karaoke song for Filipinos.
For Filipinos.
That's it. That's enough.
Ooh.
He's probably one of the biggest singers of all time.
They did a biopic recently about his band.
That's enough.
I'm so out of the loop, but keep it coming. Because I really
don't know what you're talking about. This is not an underground band I'm talking about. I mean, this isn't like a startup garage.
It's kind of underground.
Yeah.
It's like ska.
Yeah,
it's low key. This is low key.
Yeah. It's not low key, dude.
Okay. It's not.
I'm talking about like global shit.
Oh, right. We're talking Temptations. Like
Temptations.
Bigger?
Than the Temptations. That's what you said, the Temptations?
Yeah.
I like how he stuck that in there to see.
Yeah.
Out of all the bands, Temptations
were
not big.
One more clue. He's dead. He died.
Dead.
Yeah. He died young.
My teeth remind you of
this guy.
A deceased man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a legendary voice.
Okay.
Legendary performer, right? Uh-huh. He died from a disease.
Oh.
Yeah. And the disease is...
Was popular in the 80s.
Popular in the 80s.
Oh, AIDS.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
It's probably one of the most popular ones, yeah.
Did he...
So you still don't know?
I honestly still don't know.
Wait, start it, sing songs.
No, not yet. It's too soon. England. He's from England.
There we go.
Royalty. No.
Actually, like, was he knighted?
Yeah.
Was he?
It's Queen Elizabeth. What the fuck is he talking about?
King George.
You said she passed away.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
But he is the real Queen of England.
Queen.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, look. Queen.
He's a real queen.
He's a real queen.
Okay. Get it? That's the biggest clue you'll get.
Yes. Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
Is it Prince?
Yeah, it's Prince.
Stop.
No, it's not Prince. You idiot. You fucking... It's not Prince.
Time.
Yo.
Wait, George.
My thing went out.
Connect his earphones, George. His headphones.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Prince.
Oh.
Wait, the...
This is fun. I'm not going to... I got to do... Okay,
yeah, go.
All right, so...
Prince is a Jehovah.
What?
Prince is a Jehovah Witness, but...
That has nothing to do with anything.
It has everything to do with
this. I know that you're scared. I know you're scared and you want to throw out facts to make people think that you're smart and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. He knows who the Temptations are.
This guy's cool.
Yeah.
He's got it.
All right, so that's all right.
You're so close.
Prince.
If I'm so close, then
Prince is so close.
You already literally said the answer.
I did, didn't I,
baby?
All
right, so what?
If it's not Prince,
yeah.
No, he's black.
Who's
black?
Michael Jackson.
Is Freddie Mercury Michael Jackson? Is that what you're saying?
Freddie Mercury is Freddie Mercury.
Wait. So the question is: am I trying to find a song, or that's his name?
Band.
Now I'm gonna start singing.
Okay.
All right. Dun 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 da da dun dun. Dun 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 dun.
Ice.
Dun dun dun.
Vanilla Ice.
Dun 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 dun.
Right.
Dun 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 dun.
It is Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, go.
Ice,
baby.
So wait, it's Vanilla Ice. Wait, is that Double CJ?
Bobby, what the fuck?
I love it.
Wait, I'm so.
I gave up. Oh, stop. We gotta keep going. I'm sorry. We gotta keep going.
It's good. It's good.
All right. So
another song.
Wait, but
Mama, I just killed a man.
Oh my gosh, I just
heard this song.
Freaking oh my gosh, Motley Crue.
Stop.
Right, but that's who sings it, right?
Yeah,
Mama. Right?
Listen to me, dude.
You almost called him Chief.
Yes.
Chief.
Yes.
Listen to me, man. Are you being real with me, man?
I'm being dead serious with you.
Motley Crue did not sing that song.
Okay. But it was in the movie Dirt, was it?
In the movie Dirt?
Dirt, yeah.
What movie? Dirt. Never heard that movie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a documentary.
Is that some sort of fucking documentary that in Kauai or
is that
in
the
IKEA
one?
They made that?
Yeah.
Is that the one with Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah. About Motley Crue.
Yeah, that was not in it. Okay. I could probably bet like my life on
keep
it.
Keep singing more. Keep singing more.
Let's go. If he doesn't, those are the two most.
This one. I want to break free. Yeah.
I want to break free.
Is that how he sounds?
Yeah. I want to break free. How about this? We will rock you.
Remember the Titans, but I don't know the actual singer.
We will.
Remember the Titans? Yeah.
Right? It's Friday Night Lights, my bad.
We are the champions, my friend.
That's not a Filipino guy that sings that.
Journey? This is Journey.
Journey?
This is Journey.
No.
Yeah, yeah. All right, forget it. He's never gonna get it.
Never gonna.
All right. So listen to me right now.
Give him the half part of the group at least.
What do you mean?
Just either say the first part.
We already sang.
So it's a group.
Five iconic.
It's
songs.
A group. It's a group.
It's a group.
Red Hot.
You don't know Anthony Kiedis?
No.
Okay. Well, Anthony Kiedis happens to be the singer of. This guy's the singer of the band. Freddie Mercury did not sing for Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, they did a movie. I'm going to give you what the movie's called.
Mm.
It's called Bohemian Rhapsody. You've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
What band are they doing?
I've never seen it.
I'm just going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you.
If it's not Prince or King, it's...
He doesn't know, and it's now we have to reveal.
If it's not a king, then it's a...
If
not a king.
It's not a king.
It's not a king.
Who just died?
It's not a prince.
Who just died?
Who died
in the UK?
Who just died in the UK this year? Recently. It was a royal member of the fucking royal family in England just died. Who just died?
Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
Queen.
Is there a band called Queen?
There has to be.
Yes. Are you being honest with me?
No, you don't know Queen.
You got it, baby.
I honestly don't. But I'm going to say, like, if I hear the song come on, like, I probably would know the songs.
Yeah, you know We Will Rock You.
Yeah, so they sing that? Queen. Is that half of the group?
No, listen. Listen, guy. Hey, guy. I don't know whether you're fucking around or not, but my throat is sore right now, and you're really frustrating the fuck out of me. And I feel there's a part of me that's sympathetic and has some empathy towards you, man.
Yes.
So I want to give you some educational things.
Okay.
And let's be real, okay?
I'm all ears.
You know, in the globe, and I'm not shaming anybody out there, okay? I really am not shaming anybody out there, but I just feel like there are certain things that people should know.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you have any interests in rock and roll or music, okay?
I like soft rock.
Kalapana.
Okay. Oh, Kalapana.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows Kalapana?
What is Kalapana?
You don't.
Sing him a song.
Bobby.
Sing him a song.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, really?
You're going to try to reverse Kalapana?
Did we really?
You're trying to reverse Kalapana toward me, dude. That's fucking bullshit. Did they make a Kalapana movie?
Dude, if you go to the record store downstairs, it's all like old Kalapana records.
No Queen, but
legend,
all Kalapana.
Legend, Bobby, legend.
So Kalapana, it was an actual group.
Right here. Right on my back.
Okay, those four guys.
Yep. Brotherhoods.
The Brotherhoods, yeah.
And they're good.
Great.
Sing me a song.
Okay. The Hurt. Did you hear that one?
So good. Oh my God, I love it.
Sing me the song.
Would you hurt the man who loves you? Would you take the man of the day?
Yep.
Would you take the love you gave me away?
Never heard of that. Literally never heard of that.
Oh my God, such a classic.
Really?
It's so good. It's so good.
Really?
It's too good. Really?
It was my ring back.
Gilbert, back me up.
How are you Filipino and not know this song?
No, Gilbert, you stop it.
I love Kalapana, dude.
Okay, crazy.
You don't know.
Oh, really?
I can name three songs. What do I do?
Yeah.
The Hurt.
The Hurt.
Keep facing him, though. Obviously, Nightbird. Obviously.
Nightbird? Is Nightbird a song?
Yeah. Going, gone. Naturally.
Naturally. Naturally.
Sing me naturally.
Everything is love.
Sing me naturally.
I'm going to have to.
Sing me naturally.
Okay. Over the mountain, naturally.
Right? You gotta be kidding me.
Dude, you should know this group.
The title of the song is the second lyric of the fucking song. That's what you're saying? Over the mountain, naturally.
Yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah.
No one's writing that going, over the mountain, one naturally.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't the mountain Kona days. Nature? It would be naturally.
All right. So you're saying that you know Kalapana.
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 I also like Kona Days. Kona Days is a good track, too.
Yeah.
Kona Days.
Are you reading it off anything?
My computer. Look, this is my computer.
It's off. All right, you're right. George, maybe you're my only ally here, man. Okay. Have you heard of Kalapana?
I don't know. What's the sunset like there?
It's
My favorite song is the Thing Is Love.
Oh, yeah. George knows it.
Thing Is Love.
Thing Is Love. One of my favorites. But honestly, and wholeheartedly,
I'm losing my mind. Hold on. I am losing my mind. Hold on. Stay right. How did you?
To be true is a great song.
There's no way you guys know this. There is something going on in this.
No, Nightbird.
What is going on? Sing me Nightbird. Forget it. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
How about this?
I didn't know that one.
How about this? Okay. You'll tell me what this magic trick is later, right? Or I'll lose my mind.
Yeah.
All right. I'm also going to Google. I've memorized it. Nightbird, right? Naturally.
Kona Days.
So yes. I want to see if they're actual songs.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where my phone is. It's fine. And all right. So. Wait. I apologize to you for not knowing who Kalapana is.
Kalapana.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
I'm sorry for shaming
you about Queen.
I apologize for not knowing.
You don't have to apologize. I literally feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Because Freddie Mercury was one of the greatest singers.
Filipino singers.
But you're not even... You live in America!
Well, no.
We're not in Cebu right now.
I thought I was. I wish we were.
In America!
I wish we were.
Sorry.
We could have
Freddie Mercury is the best Filipino singer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you just brought it up because of my teeth, not because of Filipino. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have the jaw and the teeth protrusion like Freddie Mercury. That's why I said it earlier.
Piranha.
And now you're getting him sucked back in, right?
Yes.
But what I was telling you is that I like the protrusion.
To keep it. You want him to keep it.
I wanted you to keep it, so take the fucking Invisalign out.
You know what?
What? Go
when
ahead.
When I bite cheeseburgers for all my life, lettuce, Bobby.
What do you mean?
Just lettuce I would bite.
I see.
I get no patty. It's just, you see the SpongeBob?
Yeah.
It's just.
Right. But eventually you get to the meat or no?
I mean, but I'm full already. I'm full of bun and lettuce. Full of bun and lettuce.
Right. So I have a solution. Maybe not get lettuce in the hamburger.
So you just want me to get bun then?
Yeah. Bun and you'll get the... Or how about this? You tell them to make the lettuce small. I don't know. You're right. Everyone deserves lettuce. Everyone deserves lettuce.
No, hamburger. I got lettuce, but I need... Okay. I need the meat.
All right. So what I'm saying to you, what you're saying to me right now is you can't enjoy food with the teeth that you were given.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was difficult to eat.
It was difficult to eat.
And enjoy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it made you unattractive, the protrusion?
Oh, guarantees.
But did you have your girlfriend before the protrusion or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that worked for you then.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It did. But I had braces, so crazy. I made her Photoshop the thing out of my senior portrait.
Oh, really?
So insecure. Really? So insecure, yeah.
Oh, so you've been with your girlfriend since high school?
Oh, yeah, middle school.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
I know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what made you fall in with her in middle school?
Well, for one, she's like a 6 foot, like, European, like, beautiful.
She's white.
Yeah. She's white.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But she's mok though. She's on Tira.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Tita's like a tough girl. She's like
she's
a
tough.
For instance,
she's a tall, white, tall, tough girl.
Yeah, local. You know what I mean? Raised on the poi, kind of like
right
of the land.
Of the land.
Mm-hmm. They definitely have some marks from nature.
Yeah,
guarantees.
She's been marked for sure.
What do you mean marked by nature? Like a boar bite?
Like you know how brother got marked by the pig
earlier? You already forgot.
Yeah, okay, marked by the pig.
Yeah, but it is irrelevant, though.
Marked by the reef.
But, she's like, if we're...
She's got battle scars.
Yeah.
Like, what does she have?
She's got, she had knee surgery.
Okay, that...
From
I know so many people.
Okay, yeah, well...
I need knee surgery. That doesn't make anything.
You have knee surgery? Or you?
No, I need it. Oh, they hurt right now. Yeah, so knee surgery is not a fucking...
You're sitting. Of course they're sore.
Okay. So that's not a battle scar.
Yeah, it's true. So so maybe she doesn't have any battle scars. She's a hammer though.
But
hammer.
In her, what you're saying, you could be.
Tell him what a hammer means.
Hammer, in Hawaii is like someone who is solid, you know, strong.
Yeah, she's a tomboy.
She was, in seventh grade.
And that probably attracted you to her. I'll tell you,
athletic.
I'll tell you. Here's what I do love. Mm-hmm. Okay, and maybe this is where you're getting at.
Okay.
Okay. I used to work at a restaurant.
Okay.
All right. And there was a girl that I loved. Mm-hmm. Right. I talked to her about her before. Right?
Which one?
I don't want to say her name, but
is the one with the toes?
No.
Oh, the other one.
So there was somebody that I worked with, and she was a beautiful blonde girl.
Yeah.
And what I fell in love with her because she was like from a rich family. Mm. Was her? She worked so hard.
Yeah.
Right, and she did, she was tough. Mm-hmm. And when she was slammed, doesn't matter. She just focused and like can get her hands dirty. Mm-hmm. I love it when hot chicks do that.
Yeah.
Don't you like that?
100%.
Yeah. So that's probably something that you fell in love with.
Yes. As an athlete in high school.
You're an athlete.
That's why I had to.
Yeah. What?
Did this the cool hype?
Yeah.
The air quotes.
What did you do?
What didn't I do?
Oh shit. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
High jump.
No. But triple jump?
Oh.
Triple jump. Okay.
Long jump?
Yeah.
I had a 19 foot, 11 and 3/4 inch jump.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking from here to there.
Yeah.
So.
I love it.
But.
Do you know Joe Coy?
I don't. I never met him.
You never met him?
I never met him.
I think he would like you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like me?
I do.
Wow.
Do you guys like me?
Great.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I think
it's
you're great.
Fun.
I think you're great.
Thank you.
We're not done yet. We haven't we just started.
Yeah, good.
Wait
but
a second.
Don't fade into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck if we like you or not? You shouldn't even ask that.
I only asked that because I was my thing was I don't give a I'm joking. I'm joking.
Were you nervous though before you came here?
For sure I was nervous.
Why?
This is just sick.
I'm the best.
It's sick.
I'm the best.
You're the best.
Guy, I'm the best.
Can
guy.
I please just
go ahead? I love
the
it.
The clip of
oh yeah,
dude. You guys know what clip
you
I'm talking
about? The TikTok one that's blown the molestation. I got to jump in with a quick story, really quick. We were in Cebu. You know the whole crew we had. We had a crew in Philippines helping us shoot the podcast.
Yes.
Me and George took them all out for dinner at the last day, and we're like, hey, how was it? Like, they were like, man, we love Bob. It was, oh, what do you guys know him from? Matt TV or like any of his TV shows? Like, no, he just blew up recently in Cebu. Like, there's the TikTok is going around. Everyone knows him as the molestation guy.
All of their friends were like, what, you're working with the molestation guy?
All the comments they had when they took photos, you're like, oh, you had the molestation TikTok guy.
I know. That thing, I've been recognized from that thing. It used to be Hot Ones.
Yeah,
yes.
Now
Hot Ones used to be big, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's the molestation guy. I can't wait for this phase to go.
Really?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Yeah, because I don't like being known for being molested. I think that's the thing.
From a Down syndrome.
From
guy.
A Down syndrome guy. I just don't think that that's
the best branding.
It's something I tried to do. You know what I mean? That clip also I filmed 10 years ago, right?
So that's why I was on that clip. Long time ago. And I just no, it's saved. It's saved. You're in all sorts of group chats everywhere.
Okay. See? Okay, so let's analyze the clip then, right?
Yeah.
There's nowhere in that clip, from what I've seen, that clip maybe a couple times in my life, right? Where it shows any kind of skill set coming from me in terms of talent. That's what I don't like about it. It's just like, I'm just saying that I was molested, and now people are going, that's the molested guy. But it's like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but yeah. Delivery is everything. You were so cute about it.
It, the temp of the room was, for me, over the top. I wish I was there because I would have just lost it. I just think the react, just the way that you,
keep going.
Just the way that you kept it together is just ridiculous.
Huh. So you're talking about the Fighter and the Kid molestation one.
Yeah.
So if that's what I'm known for the rest of my life, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. You know yeah. I mean? That's the only thing you know me about from.
But you also have to, how old are you, Xavier?
27.
He's 27.
No, actually, I turned 28. But,
so I just had dinner with an older couple last night, and they had a daughter who was 17. And they said, oh, this is Gilbert. He works on a podcast. Like, who's the comedian you work with? I said, Bobby Lee. And the 17-year-old girl said, I don't know who that is. So I showed her a photo. He goes, oh, my God, the molestation guy on yes. TikTok. Yep. 17.
Don't be so sad about that. It's almost Happy Molestation Day, which is November 19th,
is it
I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's national.
Happy
no, we created one.
Oh, I was who's
national. National. This is Bobby.
National Bobby
asks
Lee
that all his fans like send him gifts on November 19th
really?
Because that was the day he was molested.
Oh wow, I never knew. What's the peel? What's the peel box?
What would you give Bobby?
Some chocolate covered mac. Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Chocolate covered mac nuts. What I mean, right?
How about no nuts, man?
No nuts.
Anyone listening, don't send me any nuts. Chocolate covered or whatnot. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't.
What about
want
cocoa? Cocoa nuts.
Cocoa. Nothing nuts.
Okay.
Chocolate's fine. It's the nut part that I don't want.
Okay.
It triggers me. Because the guy had, you know what I mean?
It's not
like macadamia nuts down there.
Wait.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's move on.
I think that you should tell Xavier about your dates last night, and maybe he can give you tips about how to avoid.
Well, they're not. But here's the problem, though. The problem is that they're not locals.
Oh,
they had just
not.
Moved here a week ago.
Oh, that's
right.
Watch out.
So, watch out. What do you mean, watch out?
They just are trying. They're trying to figure it out.
They're trying to. They're trying to figure it out. Yeah.
It's a stage.
I'd like to make a little. I'll talk about it, but let me just say a little something. You know, Kalila and I broke up. Obviously, everyone knows, and I have been dating, and I've, you know, in the beginning, I was kind of like responding to DMs, and I was like going on the dating apps and doing all the stuff, and I think I'm at the end of my rope when it comes to any of that. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's my feelings have been hurt. You know what I mean? A couple of times. I've been stood up. I've been neglected. You know, a lot of these girls have made me feel ugly and old. And it doesn't feel... So I'm going to chill out on it. And then, you know, there is one person that I'm seeing right now, kind of, you know what I mean? That, you know, she seems cool. But it just doesn't feel good. It feels... anyway, so last night was the last one.
Okay.
And so what I when I came to Hawaii, I went on Hinge, and I matched with this girl, and she goes, what's up? And I go, what's up? You want to have dinner? And then she goes, oh, my God, you're a catfish. So I go, no, I'm not. I'm actually the guy. She said, no, there's no way. So I go, well, I'm verified on my Instagram. You know what I mean? I'll message you there. And I did, and then she was like, I don't know if I can meet you. I thought this was a catfish. So initially she was like, she wasn't even had no intentions, even if... Because there was no way it was going to be me, but now that it is, she's like, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm a fucking old guy. You know what I mean?
She said what she said. Too,
right. So then know? I go, well, how about this? You know, I'm not, you know, me looking for hookups or anything like that.
That's what she said, or you?
I said that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make her feel like I'm just trying to fuck.
Or no pressure.
No pressure kind of a situation. Yeah. So I go, you know, meet me at a restaurant Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And she immediately goes, I have no money, and I go, well, I'm going to pay for dinner. Mm-hmm. And she goes, can I bring my friend? She's hot. Right? So I'm like, fine, right?
Yeah.
So last night I go to the restaurant, and they show up a half an hour late. they didn't have Uber money, and they're like...
Broke.
Yeah, and they go, we have money for Uber. So I gave them Uber money.
Okay.
And then they ordered a bunch of drinks, right? And then they started talking about how money is a social construct, and we're, you know what I mean, and we're anti-money, anti-capitalism.
Bruh. But can I borrow 40
racking
bucks?
Up your bill.
Yeah, racking up my bill. And then they're like, you know, if farming life is the life. Mm. So they're, I guess, been here for a week and they're farming. They're hippies.
Yes.
Right. And they're telling me.
He knows
me,
the type.
Yeah. And oh, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, this is it. I'm done. I can't do this.
Mm. But then didn't they, at one, you said they took your credit card at one
point?
Well,
then I left my credit card there and then they texted me like, we have your credit card. I'm like, what the fuck? Bring it back to the restaurant. I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, they do bring it back. But also the whole time they're like, we just know, maybe they know me from the molestation clip, but
yeah,
they were basically like, we don't really know what you do. We know that you're famous. We don't know why. And then they go, we love Pete Holmes and John Mulaney. So they talked about their jokes throughout the dinner. You know what I mean? And I almost called Pete right there at the dinner and go, yeah, and just have him listen. But I'm like, I'm not going to give him the fucking... You know what I mean? The satisfaction to...
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
what's funny, too, is that my friend was gigging at this restaurant, mm-hmm, and he was... he's a musician, so he was gigging there, and he was like, hey, Bobby's here. I was like, yeah, he's on a date.
Your friend was...
My friend was gigging there.
But the reason why I got up, normally I would... So, Kalala texts me, my friend's playing the guitar there.
How?
So but I got up... Normally I wouldn't do that, but I told my date, I go, I have to go say hi to the singer.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? So I left just to have, just so I could just break it up.
Yeah.
And I just kind of looked at, hey, you spearfish with Kalila? He's like, no, I just know him. She goes, no, I just know her from the spear shop.
Yeah, no, him and his girlfriend run the spear shop. I go to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go, oh, here's 20 bucks. I put it in the thing. I just kind of stared at him for like a couple of minutes.
It's awkward.
I played some music.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you stood there and stared. Wait, you didn't go back to your seat?
No, I just stood there scared because I just wanted to kill some time.
Bah, if I came into Moku Kitchen or wherever and I seen Bobby Lee just eyeing up some guy singing a Moana song, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, it was a great restaurant, but Merriman's.
And so you got your credit card back and then?
And then what?
And then what?
Cindy got my credit card back today.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's over.
Overnight they had it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No. They brought it back to the restaurant, and then Cindy went to the restaurant.
Wait, why did the girls take your credit card to begin with?
Because I had left it there.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going, I gotta go, and I just left. You know what I mean?
It was bad.
It's not that, it's no. If the girl that I matched with had interest in me, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Maybe. But there was just no interest.
I just find it a little bit sus that someone who's like, you know, money is a social construct and then racks up a bill and then walks away with a credit card. Like,
I mean,
who are these types of?
We call them, on Kauai, Wander Warriors.
You went on a date with a Wander Warrior?
Yes.
Explain.
Explain it to me.
So you said they just moved here and they're farming all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, not all of a sudden. Well, it was like planned, probably.
But I mean, six days.
That's not spontaneous farming.
Yeah. Well, let's just say this.
Okay.
Me and my family have lived on our plot of land for over 100 years, and we barely own that. So where are they farming is the question. Like,
right. I think they're not. It's not. They don't own their own farm.
They're just.
Because they're saying it's grueling work. We're out there with a bunch of different types of people.
Yeah,
And they're out in the sun, and they're really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they make.
So what are the Wonder Warriors? What's the description of a Wonder Warrior?
Wonder Warrior. So like, just like you were saying, it's like, you know, money doesn't matter. But at the same time, your money doesn't matter either.
Yeah.
So, but you know, and then they farm, and then no shade, but like they'll go off and say that their chakras are in line, and they'll have like a rose quartz crystal in their pocket.
But first person to cuss
you out on the road.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are there Karens? I mean, are they Karen-like, do you think?
Yeah, just very contradicting. Not so much attack. It's just like, wait, how are you about that life?
Yeah, because she's also, my dad's a doctor, you know what I mean? Like a surgeon, you know what I mean?
So there's privilege there at some point, right?
A little bit.
Don't you guys like smoke them out when they try to settle in Kauai?
Yeah, well, they just go to the valley, Kalalau.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Any of you guys?
No. Okay. Take me there.
No, you've been to Kauai.
I love the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Over the mountain.
Naturally.
Wait, was that where the love cult was?
Oh my gosh. They were in Anahola.
Explain that to us. What's the love cult?
Oh my God, you have to tell Bobby about the love cult.
So Kauai is interesting because a lot of people feel...
That's the island you live in.
Yes.
Yes.
They feel a sense of home when they come and visit. And they, so also say is that there's a lot of retreats, holistic healing that happens on Kauai. And
I hate it.
Bruh.
It bothers me.
Right?
No, does it?
I mean, does it work? I don't know.
Like, do it in Bakersfield.
Where is that?
It's in California. I mean, do it where you're from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Don't come to this beautiful island. Do your fucking retreat. You know what I mean?
And they, bro, sister makes a boatload of money. But there was a cult that came down to Kauai called Love Has Won.
Love Has Won? When was this cult?
Only a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Like what? Pre-COVID? Like right
yeah,
before?
Yeah, it was right before COVID.
Yeah, I want to be in a cult if I'm up in the upper echelons of control.
Wait, but Xavier...
Like, if the main guru, I'm his right-hand man.
Yeah. It's a woman. It's a woman.
My right-hand woman. But
Didn't she tell everyone to, like, consume high amounts of silver till she herself turned, like, gray-blue?
Well, she had sexual intercourse for sure with everyone whenever
beautiful.
She wanted.
Is she beautiful?
No.
No, think 68-year-old substitute teacher.
Ooh.
Yeah, but not like... You know, just like a random
kind of
auntie lady.
Definitely
not what I'm into.
Right.
I don't know what you guys prefer, but yeah.
No, I like regular females.
Yeah.
So how many people were in this cult?
I think there was about maybe six.
That's it?
Yeah, they had a little house.
That's not a cult?
You know why it was a cult?
Why?
They ended up finding her dead, mummified.
I like this.
It was a twist. It was weird. So the cult leader, she's actually dead.
Yeah, she said because she already had cancer, right?
Oh, is that what it was? Not even to talk bad, you know, like and this
talk guy, bad.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
that was heavy.
So they found her mummified.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. And Love Us One.
And then what did they say? Did anyone go to prison or was there anything? Or they just...
No foul play?
I mean, no foul play.
No.
Huh, interesting.
Mummified. But local residents were standing outside of the Airbnb or whatever that they were renting. They were busting their car windows, batting their freaking car.
Why?
Yeah.
To get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yes.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with your weird white shit.
Here it is.
Were they white?
White. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
weird white
I think
shit.
She was like from Colorado right. or something like that. Here it is. Love Has Won. Love Has Won is actually, even in her passing, is a new religious movement,
see?
Which was led
six people.
By Amy Carlson, referred to within the group as Mother God. The group has been described as a cult by ex-members and media outlets. The group had between 12 to 20 full-time members who lived with her at the time of death.
Yeah, but it's not like Jim Jones. I mean, that was a real cult.
Well, Jim Jones was in South America when he did the mass suicide,
yeah,
right?
That's a great one.
Wait.
In terms of cults, that's a good
Have
one.
Have you heard of that one?
Is that the guy that made people drink stuff?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like outside?
Good.
We'll see.
Another good cult is that one in Del Mar, California. Where are they?
Good cult?
Yeah.
Heaven's
Gate.
Heaven's Gate, dope as fuck.
You know
bro.
Why? They really? Make them wear purple Nikes. Cortezes.
They had a roll of quarters.
For what?
Because there was an asteroid and that's, you need a roll of quarters to get onto the asteroid, right? that's the compensation. So they all died wearing Nike.
Stop
with
it.
A roll of quarters. Something else happened with their feet. Oh, the shoes were not.
The shoes had to be Nike Cortezes.
Yeah, Nike Cortezes. But what was the body? They had to wear something else, right?
A tracksuit, right?
A tracksuit. It was a tracksuit.
All joking.
No, I'm not kidding.
Swear to
Heaven's
God.
Gate, dude.
For real.
And the Heaven's Gate website is still online. You can go to heavensgate.com. It hasn't changed.
Were they looking for a sponsorship? Like, what's going on?
They didn't even get sponsored. That's how fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to do. You that, die.
Yeah.
Get a sponsorship.
Get a sponsorship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get an ad placement.
Also, it's like, how do you know that this asteroid only takes rolls of quarters? I mean, maybe they have a different
currency.
Like, Filipino pesos, it could have been.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. I'm just looking it up.
Yeah.
Oh, like a mood board?
Yeah. But you know, can I tell you who was in the it's a little side note because you know I'm a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
So, you know the original Uhura?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, you really had trouble with that one.
I could never say it. Anything that starts with a U, I can't do it.
Uhura?
Uhura. 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 So the original Uhura of the Star Trek, her brother was in it.
Oh.
How do they?
Her brother. How she was on a sci-fi show, but he was like, no, I'm going to go all the way.
Ah. You don't think that you'd be susceptible to a cult, Xavier?
No, I don't. I don't.
There's no way.
Like you think that you're asking.
You know what? Let's play this out. Bobby will be Mother Bob. Bobby, you're trying to get this guy.
Your mother god.
From Kauai,
right now.
Part of your cult.
What do you mean?
So you have a
cult.
Cult
you wanted to be a cult leader, so you are.
You walk up to him. He's just walking around.
So you, hello, brother.
How's it?
Shalom.
Aloha. Aloha.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Look into my eyes. What do you see?
I see. I see a hazel, actually.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You know what I see?
What do you see?
Our bums. Our bums attached. Our asses.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's what I see.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but not in a sexual way, dude.
Okay.
Cosmic.
Oh.
Jiggles.
So,
yeah.
Human
and
centipede.
Your little wimpy boy.
Yeah.
Your wimpy boy. Max Holloway.
See, that now that's a cult.
He broke
that's a cult. That's a cult.
That's a cult.
That's a cult.
That's a cult.
Yeah.
Your little wimple.
If you can't, yeah.
That's what you said with your eyes.
Stay in character. Stay in character.
Oh, you like Volkanovski better.
Ooh.
Is that what you said before the podcast?
Hell no.
You said that before I'm a big Volkanovski fan downstairs?
No. Yeah. And I'll say that right now. I'm actually not. For the record, you guys know.
Yeah.
They know.
By the way, I hate Volkanovski. Side note.
Okay.
I think he cheats. I think Malcolm.
He cheats?
The wrestling and all that. Oh. I don't like it. It's cheating.
Their techniques?
Yeah. If you're a stand-to-stand, man-to-man with Max Holloway, he'll fucking light you on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that Max Holloway is the greatest striker to ever do MMA.
100%.
He's so exciting. And I know you said that you like Volkanovski. My argument is... That no, I just think that his style, his arrogance, what he represents, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way, for getting a hold of Max for us.
Yeah, guarantees.
Yeah.
Guarantees is I think it would be cool.
Max,
When
I called you, it's a joke, and I really want you on the podcast. I just feel sad that you didn't do it today.
He couldn't. He just got back from
Mykonos.
Europe.
Mykonos. I get it.
Classic Greece, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. I think it was like his honeymoon. You got to give the guy a break.
Yeah. You don't like your feet.
Oh, no, I do.
Oh, you do now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He just charges.
You can climb the fuck out of a tree. Look at those things.
Oh, yeah. What? Look at that mark.
Yeah, but why is the nail so long to get into the fucking wood?
Grip.
Oh, grip. I get it.
Traction.
Yeah, because guys wear harness, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Are you ever going to move out of Hawaii?
Or
do you see yourself staying your career, right? You're very well known in the Hawaiian Islands, right? You're a local celebrity, correct?
Yep.
Do you ever see yourself branching out into a bigger platform?
I would love to.
Yeah.
And back at home on Kauai, me and my business partner just leased a warehouse so we can do a lot more production, content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Different sets. We just started a podcast as well. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so this is cool. That's why I'm
I would love to be invited to Kauai to do your podcast.
Guy.
100%. Guy.
Bro, yes.
And then I'd like to go to one of your luaus.
Let's do it. My family's actually, they do them sometimes in their own, in their backyard.
I would love to do it. Yeah.
We have to.
And is that where the Prince Hotel is? Not Prince,
The
one that you and I stayed in.
That's all the way. We stayed in the St. Regis?
So they just changed, but that's St. Regis is in Princeville.
It's in
Shore.
Princeville, yeah.
I think they call that Hollywood, though.
For sure.
But is that far from you? Can I stay there and then go to you or no?
You could. I mean, everything's maybe 45 minutes.
So if I stayed there and went 45 minutes, I'll go see you?
Yeah.
On your side of town, is there a nice hotel?
On my side of town, where the warehouse is, kind of, there's the Marriott and stuff like that. That's now Sonesta. So where you guys are probably going to stay is the same place, but now they just turned into the One Hotel.
Ah.
It's are you guys familiar with One Hotel? Hotels?
W-O-N or O-N-E or what?
O-N-E. Are you guys familiar? No.
Or is it One, the money? W-A-N?
No.
Okay.
No, not Wuhan. Not like, you know.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Like super luxurious.
Okay, I'll go there.
Yeah, it's super nice over
super
there.
Yeah.
You love Kauai.
I love Kauai. It was so good. Isn't that where
you did the mermaid. You were a mermaid there.
But isn't that where the portal is or some sort of energy vortex?
Yes,
so that's why there's a lot of...
So this is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
We want to talk about energy vortexes.
Okay.
Because I've been totally... I feel like I am one.
You are one.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. I'm an energy vortex.
Yeah.
But what you're saying, but what I heard is that the Dalai Lama goes there, no?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Okay.
Is it a tree? What is it?
So they're thinking, from what I heard, is...
You know where their location is?
Yes. The Dalai Lama came to Kauai and he said that...
Who's the Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
What did I say?
The Wailai Lama.
Oh, the Wailai Lama, my bad. Hello, my
the Wailai Lama.
Yeah.
But so there's a mountain on the east side called Kalalea Mountain. And apparently that is the portal, the entry point into this world. Or something along the lines of that. And then also the west end of the island, Polehale, they believe...
That's that massive beach where you can like camp at.
Yes.
Where there's no road, proper road to get there.
Yes.
Polehale, yeah.
But the vortex or this portal... Can you get there?
Hunters go hike that, like go hunt up that mountain. I have never been near that mountain. Like I just drive right past.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if there, how many vortexes are there in the planet Earth? Is from the Dalai Lama's perspective?
I think Sedona has one.
There's seven or whatever.
Okay, right? Wait. So are these like? So I'm just talking from like what I heard the Dalai Lama say. But is it like legit? Like real?
That's what I'm asking. You live by there?
Oh, well, no, you said that there was one in Sedona, so I'm like...
There's seven of them, but one think, of them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who assigns energy vortices, but...
But no, I'm just saying, you know where the energy vortex is.
Yes.
I mean, if I was living in L.A. and they said, oh, there's an energy vortex in Pasadena, I think I would fucking go visit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you visit it?
I mean, I've been there on an excursion. We went to the base of the mountain, did some cultural... made some Ulumaikas, some human Rolling Stones.
But do you know the exact spot is what I'm saying?
What do you want to do there, Bobby?
I just want to see what happens if I'm... I want to touch it.
Yeah, ooh.
Oh, you can't touch it?
I don't think you can.
What do you mean?
I mean, just think about that. What do you think would happen?
What if it was one? If it's a tree? Is it a tree?
It's 2 points in a mountain, and that's the valley... Uh-huh. Apparently is the entry point. That's the energy vortex.
Right. So if I walk in, what if I go in and I stick my hand in and my hand is in like a different dimension?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
I see.
Right. And I would go all the way through, wouldn't you, or no?
I would try.
Yeah, I would try.
For sure. Yeah. So you're saying I should go try, but it's what
I would give it a try. I would run past it or run through it.
Can I show you a picture of Bobby on Anini Beach?
Yeah. What is happening?
I went in the water and that's what happened to my legs.
Energy vortex.
This is you at Anini Beach?
Uh-huh. You can keep swiping for more shots of him as a mermaid on Anini Beach.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I got scared, dude. I walked in, I was waiting, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden I came into the beach and my legs were fucking a fish.
Hey, remember that Disney movie?
Which one? Little Mermaids?
No, the one that he actually
Splash.
Was
Splash.
Splash. That's the one.
You know Splash, but you don't know Queen? What the fuck?
That's such a, it's so, such a crazy.
How do you know Splash and not know Queen? Do you really not know what the band Queen is?
I really don't.
But watch Splash. Rhapsody. He knows Splash.
What's that?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Watch the movie. It's really well done.
Okay.
Do you know who Elvis is?
Yes. The King.
Yeah.
The King. He used to stay at Coco Palms on Kauai.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Same.
I love it.
No, well,
because he did a lot of Hawaiian. Yeah.
Tell me, you've seen the South Park episode of Kauai?
No,
I haven't either.
So, I'm telling you guys, if you spend more time on Kauai, you're gonna watch this. Did you watch it,
Brada?
The
last question I want to ask you is, I want to talk about because I saw the Jeffrey Dahmer show. Did you see it?
I haven't yet.
Anybody see it?
Not yet.
No, I haven't.
You know who he is?
Yeah, we're actually just talking about it today. Classic. I mean, just
pioneer. Number one here. Let's not get this wrong. Pioneer, right?
Of
what he does.
Oh wow!
Right. Yeah. He's Hall of Famer
mm.
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. Legend.
Ooh.
I think Mount Rushmore. He liked Asian dudes, right?
No, but that's what I don't like. So I all that's being said, right? Legend, Hall of Famer, you know what
really?
I mean? Pioneer. In terms of serial killing, he is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Legendary.
I mean, legendary, right? If there was a building, he would be, they would have a statue.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd be the first one to rip it out. JK.
You know, the cannibalism is one thing, right? Yeah. Murder is one thing. The racism, I can't do it. I draw the line at racism.
So you
really? I draw the line at racism.
Wait, I have a question. Were all of his victims POCs?
What does that mean?
Most of them were
person of color,
right?
Stop it.
A bunch of blacks.
Yeah.
Right?
Asians.
Filipino.
Ooh, he liked us.
Yeah. Wow. I think a couple more Filipino.
There was a Thai guy.
But think of it this, though, okay?
Oh, he was a racist, for real.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, right? Wow. In the 90s, right? That's what happened in the 90s, mm-hmm. right? How many Filipinos were in Wisconsin? Four?
Handful.
He wiped out half the fucking Filipino population of Wisconsin by eating two of them. That's racism, dude.
That is racist.
Think about it, dude.
Oh, really, though.
But he found them like sexually enticing before he killed them, though.
Wait, so he
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's more of a control thing, right? Because he went at one point. They don't show this in the show, but at one point he had drilled a hole into somebody's head and tried to put acid in the brain so they can be like an automaton. Is that the right word, automaton?
I don't know what you're... I don't know
where
that
is. He could be just a living thing without a thought.
Well, he thought he was going to
do that.
So
he was going to use like a sex doll. Like,
whoa.
It doesn't think, but I could just fuck it and it's alive. You know what I mean? Mm. It obviously doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right.
Once you drill the hole, the body dies.
Gone. Done.
Yeah. How horrifying would that be?
Well, this is a question.
What are you doing? You know what I mean? Stop.
Well,
That's
my brain.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Well, the question is,
I'll just fuck you. That's what I do. Hey, not do that. I'll just fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, he didn't want that.
Hey,
he could have fucked them.
Yeah. And he did, didn't he?
He did.
No, like, so.
He raped them, right?
In the first movie, in the first episode of the Dahmer series, I'm telling you right now, and Eric Griffin has this right, the first 45 minutes of that fucking show is the most intense, gruesome piece of fucking television I've seen in my whole lifetime. Jeffrey Dahmer going into a bar,
mm-hmm.
right? He'd already done a bunch of guys. This is the last guy that he attempted.
Wow.
Invites a guy in. He volunteers to go to his house to take some photos and to drink and party, mm-hmm. right? And on Jeffrey Dahmer's bed, there's a mattress filled with blood.
What?
Like, you would think that you would clean that up, right? It's just, and the guy looks at it, and he's like, what the fuck is going on here? And I don't want to give away the show, but it's like, the guy would have obviously, if you had a nice place, he would have fucked you.
Wait, so it works backwards then, the show?
Yeah, it does.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Richard Jenkins...
Jenkins
plays Jeffrey Dahmer's dad.
Oh, such a good
cast. And there's a scene in there in the first episode where the cops are interrogating him. And the way they do it, just the silence and the way he plays it, Richard Jenkins, is so good. It's such a great scene. I've seen that scene 10 times in a row. But anyway, he's a racist. I'm not for it.
That was it.
I draw the line.
It was good.
I draw the line at that. Yeah.
I see.
You know what I mean? So it's like if there was a serial killer museum and there was a Jeffrey Dahmer exhibit.
Yes.
I'd go right to the Ed Gein.
Pass it.
Yeah, I'd go right to, I wouldn't even lie, I would just go right to Red Gein. I've had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How could you?
You know who Ed Gein is?
No.
Okay, well.
Another serial killer?
Well, probably the master.
Or the master. Oh, for real.
Yeah.
What makes him the master, do you think? Why is he like the Mount Rushmore of serial killers?
I think Ed Gein, because Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs was based on him.
Right.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a comedy.
Okay.
Not Splash.
Yeah. It's not Splash.
Not about lambs either.
Yeah, it's not about lambs, but... So that's number one. Number two, he was the first person to use body parts. You know how some hunters,
you know what I mean, will hunt a deer and they'll use every aspect of the deer. Like, I'm going to use the hooves as a necklace. I don't know why.
You have to. I think it pays respect to the animal, and you use it all.
And Ed Gein did that with humans. And that's what I paid respect to the humans. I respect that.
Very, like, Asian ethics.
Yeah, so he made lampshade out of the skin of women.
He made what?
Lampshade?
Lampshade.
Lampshade. Stop it.
What do you mean?
You can't stop it. It happened.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just think of that process, though. That's crazy.
It's pretty artistic.
It's pretty artistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you were over at Ed Gein's house, right? And they go, it's really dark in here. And Ed Gein goes, let me turn on Sabrina. I mean, my lampshade.
Yeah. For real.
I mean, my lamp.
Yeah. Imagine if you got custom orders. Like, what's the turnaround time for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, business like, boogie booming. Imagine, like, we're so, like, appalled by that, right? That he used, like, a woman's skin as a lampshade. Like, but think about what other animals must think of us, because like my marine biology professor, he used to use like a whale penis as like the mixer for his like punch at the party.
Oh, okay.
And he'd be like, oh, that's just a whale dick, you know?
That's cool.
But it's like we're kind of like Ed Gein's ourselves.
What, whale dicks are like a bone?
It's an actual bone.
It's a bone.
Like you guys don't have actual bones in there, but whales
Whales
do.
Have real bones. Bones?
Yeah.
A fucking incentive.
What a
tool. It's cheating.
Yeah.
It's cheating.
It's really big.
Use blood like us.
F whales.
We use blood, baby.
Wait a second. Do you guys wish...
Straight up. Yeah.
Do you guys wish you had actual like bone protrusions holding up your dicks?
No.
Yes.
That would hurt so bad.
You could break your penis that way.
But imagine the type of cuff... like
true.
Like protection you can get. Like
I'd run into a fight just... legs open.
Why?
Right? Actual sword fighting.
Try kick this.
Yeah.
Your shin might feel something.
Yeah, I would do like a rhino husk thing.
Whoa.
Like a rhino horn thing.
Oh, you know you mean? To cover it.
Yeah, I'm just saying armor. What's that?
Like
brand
a warrior.
Called? Armor, whatever. Yeah. Like other brands would, you know, Nike would get into it. You know what I mean? But I would have mine.
Under Armour?
I would have the LeBron James. You know what I mean? You know, it would be color, nice colors. And,
yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a hazard. I think
we would work with it.
So exactly, like for instance, like if you broke your dick, you would just put a cast over it.
Yes, exactly.
A sling
you
around your neck,
trying to like be on crutches. But I mean, so you'd be on like in a wheelchair.
Wait, if you broke your dick?
Yeah.
No, if you broke your dick, you'd have a sling around your neck.
You're not breaking your legs. You're breaking the dick.
No, but imagine that thing. But the weight. But so let's
the cast.
The cast.
My bone would be this big.
And
the size of a toothpick.
And that jagged. Right? That jagged.
Right? So if this broke, I just put a little Band-Aid around it. You know what I mean? Something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, that's a small
bone, put a couple rubber bands, you know what I mean?
Just some aloe.
Yeah, some aloe rubber bands. Yeah, it'll do the job.
See?
Yeah. Your dick would probably be a little bigger than that. Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I might have to do a cast, but it wouldn't be. It'd be the one you can get at like Ace or like.
But how would you break it?
Soccer.
Are you a soccer striker?
But you wouldn't put a fucking
no
cup.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Wait, do you play soccer?
No.
Why is he brave?
Yeah. Why soccer? Okay, that's fine.
Because in you know like so they wear the shin split the
shin guards.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that thing came full blast, Muay Thai style.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then MMA or jiu-jitsu could not be a sport because there'd be like it'd be like a knife piercing.
True.
Any
well,
part
is
of your
it
body.
Erect? I mean, like, is
well,
it
yeah,
erect?
It's like it's basically stays erect.
Well,
you're
saying
a
fucking, you're saying a
wait, yeah.
You're saying a whale dick is constantly erect.
It doesn't flop.
Well,
it never flops. It never.
He's just swimming through the ocean, like, yeah, look at me.
Wait a second. So
cocky.
You think that there's a bone, but it kind of goes in and out, like ink and an ink, like this.
Yeah.
So it has like it retracts back.
Like blinds. Yeah.
Imagine a whale in the ocean. The dolphins are going and just covering their assholes. I mean, they'd be so scared. Whales coming.
Yeah.
That'd be so scary.
Yeah. No wonder why they get beached. They get too close and just start dragging. Just anchor down.
God,
Titanic.
There are real fucking predators out there.
whale
predators.
Did you not see the woman right here on Kaimana Beach get attacked by a monk seal?
No. Bruh.
No.
For real.
For real what? For real what?
For real what?
Tell me all about it.
Tell me all about it. I don't give a fuck.
Sisters.
Yeah. Sister. What is
so I dress up as a monk seal. Yeah, that's one of my skits.
He does. So he dresses up really as a monk seal.
Dead serious. I should have brought it. But yeah. So sister is in, disregarded all the signs, all the ropes. The monk seal had a pup named Rocky.
Right.
That's what they, Balboa. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what the name of the pup was. And so she was super territorial. But Auntie was out treading water. And the monk seal started swimming towards her. Everyone from the hotel to the beach shoreline was like, get out of the water, like swim this way.
What could a monk seal do?
They're bit monks. Her fucking ass.
I
don't swear.
Her.
I'm so sorry. I don't swear. Like,
yeah.
Bit her ass. Bit her face, I'm pretty sure.
So the monk thing is deceiving. They're not monks.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
And a bit her ass.
It took her, like, is she, like...
Yeah, a couple times.
Wait, you don't swear, why? Because of God?
Oh, no, I just don't normally swear, like, on camera. I don't.
Oh, you don't? So you, no. There's certain words you won't say?
I mean, I'll say whatever.
I'm going to say some words, and maybe we can say them together.
Oh.
Do you want to do it?
Nah.
Hey,
Are you being real? I'm an inactive Mormon, so I can't.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah, I cannot.
But if I said bad things,
yeah,
like cunt,
mm-hmm.
How does that feel to you?
Feels really good, actually. Yeah. It feels, because I get to like express it through you.
Right. Mm.
Wait, hang on. So what? How did that whole monk seal thing end?
Yeah, just did she die? Did she die?
No, she just got brought into the hospital. Yeah.
Jesus.
And then she was supposed to get fined, and then she didn't. They dropped it, so.
I mean,
did
she, I
is
think
her
she...
ass still there?
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
I hope, because that thing bit it when it bit it. It pulled her
it
arm.
It really did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It bit the shit out of her.
I'm more interested in the Mormonism now. Mm. In your island, there's Mormonism's big.
Oh,
pretty huge, yeah.
BYU's here.
There's a BYU here.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
you were baptized.
Like,
yeah. 11 years old.
Wow. They really.
Oh,
religion
it's.
Just,
wait, weren't
just
you Jehovah's Witness momentarily?
No, I was baptized Mormon.
You were baptized Mormon. He was.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you still active?
No.
Oh.
No.
I just got to ask.
Why?
Just.
The last contact I have had with the Mormon church was probably when I was 16.
Okay. Same for me, like 12.
Yeah.
What was that like, though, growing up? Like, when were you baptized? How old were you when you were baptized Mormon? Your mom?
12?
You guys all switched?
I don't know what the age is, 11, 12. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Was. Yeah. No, my cousin Paul and Andy's dad was a Mormon, and he picked us up to Mormon church every Sunday. And eventually I got baptized. And then I remember being in that water going, I don't know what this is. I don't even know what the fuck. I don't want to do this.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I remember crying to my parents one night going, please don't make me go. And then I started doing crystal meth. And then that kind of, listen, if you're a kid and you don't want to do Mormonism or any religion, start doing crystal meth.
Get your parents off
because
your back.
Because that just, they start, the worry, you know what I mean, it shifts. Into like, oh, he's gonna die. You know what I mean? So yeah, just do what I did.
I like it.
It works.
Yeah. So not even marijuana, just straight.
No,
math.
I went for straight crystal math. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, I think we should end this episode with you teaching Bobby pigeon.
Classic pigeon lines.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, you trying to talk to or pick up on girls? Like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
how to pick up on girls, babe?
Okay, go ahead. So give me a line.
Sup, honey girl, like go beaching, you know, riding the back of my truck or
it's a lot,
Oh shoot.
Just do two lines. Go
Sup, honey girl.
What?
Sup, honey girl.
Sup, honey girl.
Girl, honey girl.
Say girl.
What?
Girl? Why you go
boom?
Yeah, what, say it again.
He made it Asian.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to
Sup, honey girl.
Sup, honey girl.
Mm.
Sup, honey girl. Pretty good?
Yeah.
Give me the second line. Sup, honey girl, what?
Sup, honey girl. Sup, honey girl. Like jump in my Tacoma.
Sup, honey girl. Jump in my Tacoma.
And ride sand.
And ride sand.
And ride what?
Ride sand.
Sand.
It's so Asian.
Ride sand.
Wait.
Why are you making everything Korean?
I'm not making Korean.
Oh, Tacoma. I ride the sand.
That's what I heard.
Sup, honey girl. Sup, honey girl.
That's not Asian.
Use your regular voice.
Sup, honey girl.
Yeah. That'll work.
Ride in my Tacoma.
Yeah.
Or ride sand. Does that feel better?
No, that. Yeah. That.
That
like,
doesn't
it's a
work.
Molestation guy.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. Sup, honey girl.
Yeah. Or.
Jump in my Tacoma.
Right sand.
Right sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go. Give me another one.
So let's say you calling out somebody when brought outside the MBZ like fight.
Yeah.
Hey, fucker.
Hey, fucker.
Fucker.
Hey, fucker.
Hey, fucker.
Hey, fucker.
What you looking at?
What you that's the English.
What you looking at?
Okay.
What
you looking at? Hey, fucker. What you looking at?
You got a problem.
You ain't a problem.
Let's bang.
Let's bang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pretty good. Oh, wow.
Hey, wait, how do you turn everything just so, like...
It's...
In what? Deep immigrant Korean.
Yeah, that was. Oh, I felt some. Trauma.
I didn't do it that way. Anyone listening? No, I'm not doing it that way.
Let's bang is just let's bang.
Let's bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's bang.
But earlier you were like, low bang.
You do like low-ation. Low bang, low bang.
Let's bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Foco. Let's bang. Is that more Hawaiian? I'm trying to do a Hawaiian
I
thing.
I feel like it's almost mafia. Like
Italian.
In the corner of a restaurant.
Hey, like. Vocal. Hey, vocal.
Yeah.
Let's bang.
Let's bang.
That's more Hispanic.
Yeah. That's real Hispanic.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Go Raiders.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have social media you want to plug?
Yeah. Guys, how's this guy?
Is that more pigeon?
How's this guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's this guy on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube?
Funny kid. We loved him. That was a really fun episode, dude.
Thank you, bro. Thank you guys for having me.
That was really fun. You were great.
Oh, I love it.
And I would like to go to your island, and I would love to do your podcast as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, check that out. How's this?
Mahalo. Check it out. Mahalo. Hey, guy. You know what I mean? Jump in my Tacoma. Let's bang.
Good ride, son.
Okay.
Samurai Jack. I love that show.
Bye.
Bye, shoots.
Give it up for Xavier.
Thank you.